How about that this morning? Thank you, guys. All right, as David said, my name's Harrison Ross. Some of you guys may have seen me on some videos, some undercover bossage, some caught in the cube, which failed miserably, but that's okay. So, I'm Harrison. I'm one of the student interns here. I work up mostly with the high school students during the week. So, I want you to know a little bit about who I am. I just got married in September to a beautiful woman. Her name is Hunter. Now, Hunter Ross, this is a picture of us at our wedding. She's actually in the back. Everyone say, hi, Hunter!
Hi, Hunter!
Yeah, she's shy. She just waved like this. So this is us. This is our wedding party. That's her there in the white dress, in case you didn't know. This is some engagement photos of us. Artsy, lovey. It's wonderful. There's a save the date that you send out to people when you invite them. This was our save the date, the next picture. So this is us. We like to have fun. And we like kissy lips, so that's good. So that's my wife. I love her dearly. So that's a little bit about me, what's going on in my life. But I hope you guys know, at one point, I was sitting where you are sitting in junior high. And let me tell you, it was awesome. If this is not the greatest moment of your life, you're missing out. Just kidding. But I was there in junior high, and I know some of you guys say, I am the most awkward person on earth, and if you don't, everybody else thinks that about you, but I was one of those awkward kids. So this is my mother's pride and joy picture of me when I was in eighth grade. This is Easter morning. I had a little bit of a chub problem back in middle school, so that's me. The next one is still me in my chub state, skating with my brothers, playing a little hockey. So this is good times, and that's my loving brother in the middle. And then I've got a lot of pictures of me at church. This one is here, going to a Pine Cove retreat. That's awesome. Yes, I did dye my hair blonde and did it all through high school. I was that guy. Don't be that guy. This is me on the bus with terrible-looking teeth. The next one is me receiving an award. I still have that jacket and wear it to this day. My wife hates it. Then we've got, after a muddy little buddy competition with a good buddy, Evan. It was an eating contest. They made a shake of all kinds of Vienna sausages and beans and kiwi. Who knows what was in it? We had to drink it. That was me afterwards. This was just spray-painted hair. We had a guitar competition, air guitar competition, and this is me with my small group, with all those guys. And that's my leader, Ethan. So most of those pictures were me at church in junior high, where I grew up. And man, I was at church every time I could be. I was there. If we had an event, if we had something on Sunday, we had something on Wednesdays, I was there. I was in it. I ate it up. I wanted it. I loved it. But let me tell you guys something. God doesn't want us to be at church. He wants us to be the church. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Let me pray real quick, and we'll dive in. Jesus, thank you for these students. Thank you for their willingness to be here to come worship you and have fun together. Thank you for your church and the unstoppable movement that you've done throughout history. Thank you that we can be a part of it today. Thank you, God, that you are able, that you will go before, you will never fail us. You are always with us. You are able, Lord Jesus. And the only reason that this is an unstoppable movement is because of you. I pray you speak through me this morning, open the ears of these students, and pray that I yield to your spirit and that you teach them through your word, through your scripture and truth. We love you, Lord. You know my prayer. Amen. So, what is the question? If we're supposed to be the church, what is the church? You ask most people, they would say, oh, yeah, I know a church, like Watermark or First Baptist, or maybe somewhere overseas they'd say Notre Dame. This is a picture of a famous church in Paris, France, called Notre Dame. Beautiful building. Famous, famous building. There's another picture of the side. It's huge. It's a cathedral. You go inside and it is gorgeous. There are paintings everywhere. There's sculptures. It's magnificent. You're standing there and you're just like looking up like, oh my goodness. And it stirs you to like love God more. That's why it was built, is it's majestic. And you turn around and you see this amazing stained glass window. It's breathtaking. And then you realize it is dead. There is nothing happening in there. It's a museum. Tourists come in and they look and they ooh and ah, but it is dead. This was a place that was built for a place of worship that people say, oh, that's the church, a building. But guys, a building is not the church. This place, Watermark, is not the church. It's the people inside it that make the church. So, what is the church? The church is the body of Christ. And David talked about it a little bit earlier. In Hebrews, God sent his son Jesus to die for us, to be a physical representation in word and action of who he is and his love for us. He died on the cross. He rose again in 3 days. He ascended into heaven, and it could have stopped there, but he said, no, this movement is going to change the world forever. And so through God's Spirit, he lives through us, in and through us, and we are able to be word and action and love others clearly and tangibly as the body of Christ. That's who we are. So Jesus one time was hanging out with his disciples, and he said, hey, how are people going to know that you love me? How are people going to know that you're my disciple? So in John 13, verse 34 through 35, it says, a new commandment I give to you, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Sorry. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. That's how people know. That's how people know we love Jesus. That's how people know that they are loved, is if we love them. That's us. So here's the thing, guys. First point is to be the church, it has to be us. We are the church. You got to know that. And I remember sitting where you're sitting in junior high thinking, man, this is great teaching, but what do I do with it? What do I do with all this I've heard? I'm only in junior high. I'm only 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. But guys, you are the church. You're here. You're here every Sunday. You're soaking it up. Please don't hear me, don't go to church. That's not what I'm preaching here. I'm saying it's not just about being here. It's about what you're doing when you are here. So we saw some old buildings of what people thought the church was. And in the Old Testament, people said, yeah, that's the temple. People would go to the temple to worship, to love God. That's all there was. But in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22, it says, in him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. That means, in other words, you are God's temple. You are God's dwelling place. Earlier, a few verses back, it says that we are citizens, fellow citizens built on the foundation that the apostles set. We are the church. You guys are the church. It's not just your parents. It's not just your older brothers and sisters. It's not just your grandparents. It's not just a pastor. Not just David. Not just your leaders. You guys need to know you are the church. You are what God is using as this unstoppable movement throughout history. And it's our turn to step up. So how do we do that? To be the church, we have to be the church to each other, and we have to love each other as the church. So here's where it starts. It starts with the people we know. It starts right now in this room after we leave, with our small group, with our friends here. It starts with everyone around us. We have to love them. We have to serve them. So there are a couple ways that we can love different people. We can serve them. That doesn't have to be just the next big deal. Sometimes in the church, we look to the mission trip, to the event. Oh, then I'll be able to serve. But we can serve every day where we are. It can be somewhere, going somewhere and helping to serve. It can be in your own family. And a lot of times, that's where I'm guilty of not loving, is not loving my younger brothers. Sometimes not loving my wife the way I need to. You guys have a chance every day when you go home, in the morning, after school, love your brothers and sisters. Show love to them. That's a great way to practice. It's a great way to serve. Another thing is you can give. We talk a lot about giving money and tithing, but that's not it. You can give your time by serving, by being with people. People want to feel cared for and loved, and they need that time. And the other way is discipling. That's what your leaders are doing here. Your leaders are pouring into you guys every week, not because they're obligated to, because they love you. They love each and every one of you guys and girls. And they love looking forward every week, digging into God's Word and saying, here's what it says. And I want to help you live that out. And leaders, I want to encourage you guys. That guy, Ethan Francis, that was in that small group picture of me, I still talk to him to this day. I love that dude. He was at my wedding. I still have lunch with him. He still pours into my life. So students, thank your leaders. Thank them for discipling you and soak that up, because someday you will go and make disciples. That's what Jesus says. You will be a disciple to other people.
And you don't have to wait for that. You can do that now. If you're in eighth grade, you can look at someone at school in sixth grade and say, man, you know what? I like that kid. That kid Jonathan, he's going to be a leader someday. Pray for God to show you that. When I was in high school, I had a kid named Macaulay Hopper who I did theater with. This little tiny dude, just a quirky little guy that kept coming up to me. And I said, man, I want to invest in that kid. We started a little Bible study. The Bible study fizzled off. And it would be easy for me to quit and just say, you know what? I had seven guys. They all left. It's just this one dude. But I felt the Lord saying, no. Pour into this guy. So for a few months, Macaulay and I went through a book. We went through the Bible together. And I called him a few weeks ago. And the Lord just laid him on my heart. And I said, Macaulay, man, how you doing? And he's like, oh, man, I'm great. I'm running with Jesus. I'm pouring into other guys. And he said, Harrison, you know what? Thank you. That meant a lot to me. When you were a senior in high school, I was a freshman in high school. I was a nobody. And you said, dude, I love you, and Jesus loves you. And that's affected his high school experience. That's affected his college experience. That'll affect the rest of his life. That wasn't something that I did, but that was me being the hands and feet of Jesus and loving Macaulay. So, guys, I want to encourage you to do that. Find somebody to just love and to just walk alongside with and say, hey, man, be my friend. And we got to love as Jesus loved. In that verse in John 13, it says, as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Jesus gave his life for us. That's a big calling. And he says, man, love people like I did. So, lastly, we're supposed to be the church to other people because the church loves others. So we start here. We start with our friends. We start with our church. We start with our family. But then God says, no, go out into the world and make disciples. And you guys might be the only church that some people see because it's not a building. It's us. It's followers of Jesus Christ. And we are ambassadors. 1 Corinthians 5:20 says that we are now ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. An ambassador is a representative. Jesus says, hey, you have all the power you need through my spirit and through my truth in scripture. Go and tell the world who I am. And you guys might be all that there is. There's a guy, there's a teacher, a religious teacher in India named Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. Some of you guys may have heard of him. And he made a statement one time. He said, I like your Christ. I do not like your Christians. They look nothing like your Christ. Here's a man who studied religion across the board. And he says, that's a guy I can follow. But the people following him, now I'm not into that. Because a lot of times as Christians, we are not loving. We live in the world the same way people do. And we have a chance every day to go out and serve and be the church to other people and show them that we love them. And so you guys don't just represent the church here. You represent it when you go to school. You represent it when you go out on mission trips and stuff like that. And I had an opportunity to go with David Peniel to Africa a few weeks ago. I had an opportunity to see Landry and Cade, who are here in our ministry, to go and minister to other kids. They got out of their comfort zone. They were loving people. They were being the church. And Todd talked this morning how someone was discouraged that, oh, well, why do they go to Africa? Why don't they serve here? And he said, man, we are. And you can talk to Cade. You can talk to Landry. They've got a mentee that they're pouring into as a family. They go to West Dallas all the time. We can do that. I know I've heard countless stories from David and others how great connection is. Going to South Dallas, loving on kids in West Dallas who are impoverished and are in need, and we can just come and befriend them. Guys, we can do that all the time. It doesn't have to be just in the summer. So, how can you be the church this week and the rest of the year? There's a verse in Acts 1:8. Jesus is about to go into heaven to meet his heavenly Father. And he says to the crowd and the disciples specifically, he says, you will be my witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea and to all Samaria and to the end of the earth. And basically that's what that's saying is, hey, you're going to be witnesses to who you know right here, to who you know outside, and then everywhere else you can think of. Tell everybody. So I want to challenge you this week. Jerusalem, what's close by? Man, love your family. Just pour into your brothers and sisters. Pour into your parents. and just encourage them. Say, Mom, thanks for what you're doing. Hey, little brother Benji, I know you're annoying sometimes. Maybe don't start there. But hey, I love you, man. Come hang out with me sometime. That will encourage them, show you that you love them. And then Judea, the next surrounding area, your friends at school. I know when I was in junior high and high school, sometimes I would be one person at church. I'd be a totally different person at school. Sometimes you guys have heard about that. We talk about that sometimes on Sunday mornings. But Jesus says, no, love those people. You have an opportunity at lunch, in class, to say, hey, Jessica, hey, I go to Watermark, and we've got a thing coming up. Do you want to come with me to D-Town? Or, hey, we've got Wake on Sunday morning. You want to come? Or just, hey, what do you think about Jesus? That'll start a conversation. And see what happens and just say, man, I love you. And so do that, your friends, and at school and everywhere you go, and then to Samaria and to the end of the earth. So David talked about act to impact. That's what's going to happen next Sunday. And it's a chance for the entire church to join in and to serve our God as the church, as the body of Christ, a body of believers, loving people. And we can do that every week. And so there are going to be a ton of organizations here. Some of them that you might have heard of, Cornerstone Academy, which is down in West Dallas. Mercy Street, another West Dallas ministry. Readers to Leaders, Vickery Kids Club. I don't know if David talked about it, but Alarm. They make Ugandan beads and scarves. You can help sell those. Orphan Care sponsorship. Second Saturday, helping build stuff. Man stuff. Interfaith housing. There are so many. And David said he's going to have a list. But guys, get with your parents. Say, Mom and Dad, I want to be the church to somebody. I don't want to just go through the motions here. I want to learn to love. Can we do that? Can I do that with you? Or jump in with your small group and say, man, we want to go. We want to do that. So I want to encourage you guys to love as Jesus loved, to submit yourself before the Lord and say, God, I love you. Use me as the church. Use my small group. Use my family. And let us be the hands and feet of Christ. Let me pray for you guys.